a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beautiful, a rich man's world. Alrighty.
Yeah, hurry up.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking ASMR Podcast, episode 64, with your hosts, Grace and Lewis. Today I'm going to crack this cold can of Pepsi open. Oh, that was so nice. Oh,
that was very crispy.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. That's our intro.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully that gave you the
welcome.
Gave you the ASMR tingles. welcome back, though, everyone.
Gave you the tingles. It's a bit weird.
Hopefully, we've made you tingle on your Tuesday, because you're listening to this on Tuesday, because we're a day late. We apologise.
Talking fit Tuesdays.
Hey. Hey, not a
Could
bad
be
idea.
A semester thing.
No.
Speaking of, let me just NA work.
Okay. I was going to say no, because we're here on a Monday and it's packed. It's first day of semester and it's packed. And I don't like it. All you little smelly students. Oh, did you know the guys out the you know, the people out the front that have been camping? 71 days they've been out there for now.
Sorry, but I refuse to believe there's been 71. A person in that tent for 71 days.
Well, people, there's more than
no,
one.
No, I swear to God, they just left the tents up.
Possibly, I don't
the
know.
The tents have been erect for 71 days, I think is the case more so.
Anyway, we won't get political because they're doing a protest, so
yeah,
we'll just...
Yeah, good on them.
Congrats for your 71 days, I guess. Anyway.
I feel like I was going to say something.
You know what I was going to say?
What?
Grace, how was your week? Let us know.
I had a great week. Last week of uni halls.
You finally got a full week of training in?
Finally got a full week of training
in. That's my first time in 5 weeks.
Just because I had to have the Monday off because I was still a little bit under the weather.
Mm.
Full week of training in was good. Struggling to eat a little bit. That's the only thing. My appetite's really low. And guys, can I just preface by saying that is not a flex. Like, it's a concern. I don't like how I'm not, like, feeling the need to eat as much as I normally do, which we'll see how that goes. I just want to say I've just had a uni lab, so I've come straight from my uni lab.
So she's a bit on edge.
To this podcast room for you guys. First day back, I want to die.
It's very, very on edge.
But no, it was a good week. Otherwise, I got to focus on my clients, my online coaching.
Yes, you did. You did stacks.
I got to put a lot more effort and energy into my online coaching clients, which was freaking awesome. And not to say that uni's back, I'm going to neglect them. They'll always be number one priority, but I think I'm just going to be a little bit more stretched for time.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I'll probably have to sacrifice more of my own personal time now that uni's back. But
yeah.
It was nice to not have to worry about doing uni and lectures and labs.
Yeah.
On top of everything, it was good to just channel my energy into that one thing.
Went quick, though, the 4 weeks. Jesus.
It literally flew by.
Yeah.
But we're back. We move.
We move.
We've just got to do it.
We do.
You just got to do it.
You do. You just got to roll with the punches.
What did we do on the weekend?
Just got to roll with the punches. We...
Did we do anything?
Did not a whole lot. I got into the gym on the weekend because...
Sorry, I'm so sniffly. Oh, yeah, we trained at Newey West.
Oh, yes, we did. We did for the first time.
That is a sick gym.
A good gym, yeah.
Anyway, how was your week?
Oh.
You get into your week.
My week was a mixed bag this week. It was, yeah, a real mixed bag last week. I got the man flu, potentially from the woman that's sitting across from me right now. I don't know.
No.
But... yeah, I got the man flu on about Monday, I think. I was pretty crook. And I had Tuesday off placement because I was, real crook on the Tuesday. But then come Friday, I was pretty well or better. And then Saturday, I was feeling fine. Like, and today, I'm, like, back to normal. I've knocked this over in a week. It's unheard of. Normally, whenever I get sick, it knocks me around for ages.
Wait, can I just say I forgot to update? Yeah, last time we filmed the pod, I was heaps crook.
Yeah.
I got better in I shit you
like
not.
2-3 days.
It was the Saturday we filmed. I was pretty well better by the Monday. Like, I had Monday off the gym, but I knocked it over in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you did too.
Yeah.
So, carry on.
Yeah. We took these, like, immune supplement tablet things that maybe Grace rolling her eyes, but look. All I'm going to say is we knocked this over very quick. So shout out the Echinacea or whatever it is. But, no, it was a mixed bag because I was sick and I missed Monday to Friday in the gym. So, you know,
That's the worst.
Yeah, you know. The motorway was looking nice, you know, going and running out in front of the cars was looking nice.
Lewis,
no,
you can't just say that.
No, you know, it's like you just get mad depressed when you're not in the gym. And when you're on a cut too, it's sort of just, it doesn't mix very well because I was worried I was going to start like chewing into my muscle with being sick. And so I was eating a lot. I ate back a lot of my food. I started eating some golden kiwis and mandarins. And then I tell you what, I never had had a golden kiwi until last week.
I told him on multiple occasions he would like them. And he goes, they're fucking shit.
Let me explain why. No. So normal kiwis, the green ones, I do actually really like. But they're just sometimes really tangy. Like, I know I love sour shit, but sometimes they're a little bit
Too much,
yeah. But I do thoroughly enjoy them. But then I heard about these golden kiwis, and I was like, and everyone's like, oh, they're sweeter than like the. And I'm like, oh, I don't really want a sweet kiwi. That just sounds gross.
So he just labeled them and completely wrote them off.
Yeah, yeah.
For years.
I never did. But then I thought, you know what? They're on special. It's a winter fruit. On special, but they're fucking like $9 a kilo.
So
they're expensive. But they were really big, and I was like, you know, I'm sick. I'll allow it. Dangerous because I had my first one and it was delicious. Like it's still a bit tangy if you've never had one. They're still tangy like a normal kiwi, but no any as like full on and just juicy. They're so juicy and just refreshing. Like, oh my God, I was putting them in the fridge and they were coming out cold and it was so nice.
Your week recaps always go on these random little like side quests. Conversations like we were talking about how your week was.
Yeah, you're describing to everyone. Well, I had to. I never touched a golden kiwi, and I thought I've got to share my experience with everyone. But no, top tier fruit that could honestly be my favorite fruit now, like my new favorite
that
fruit.
Is
like
valid.
It was delicious. I've bought more this week because I was like, yum, I've got to keep having them.
Valid.
But then I finished placement.
Yay! Woo! Oh, my God, guys, that's so exciting.
7 weeks of volunteering finished, thank God. I've only got one more, but it's a 4-week one.
That's freaking awesome.
I'm not
well
even
done.
Thinking about that. But, yeah, I'm so glad. So I went a bit crazy on the food last week. And on my last day, I went and got Korean fried chicken from Busan Chicken Hub. In at Cardiff, oh, let me tell you guys. As you guys would have seen it on our story, actually, I put up a little review. It was really good. It was really good. It was really good when I was having it, right? So I got you can get half and half, and it was like $30. And I was sitting there like, holy fuck, when I bought it, I was like, that's actually really expensive. $30 I've just spent on like fucking fried chicken, and it was nothing else, not chips, nothing. Mm-hmm. I thought, what the fuck? And then I got the box, and it was a big box, like a real big takeaway box. And it wasn't until I looked in the bag, and there was two sets of chopsticks. I thought, this isn't designed for one person. Like, this is designed for two. But I was like, oh, it's all right. There was stacks of chicken in it. I was like, holy shit. So I got garlic and soy as one of the halves, and there's called the tornado. It's their, like, spicy one. It's not really spicy, but fuck, let me tell you, it was spicy coming out the other end. Like,
yeah.
It was TMI, but yeah. it genuinely ruined my gut. And I was, it put me a bit off it actually, because like I felt really sick, sort of full, you know, that sick full feeling after it. Cause I didn't eat all of it, but I ate virtually most of it. The garlic soy one was, delicious. Like it was like a honey soy nearly. It was, and the best thing about them is they're boneless. So it's like eating big tenders and nuggets of like chicken. Oh, it was so good. But because I got salmonella that time last year, whenever I eat chicken that like I've not made myself, I get very worried sometimes. And when this tornado one went through, I woke up in the middle of the night and I had to go to the bathroom like on, it was early Saturday morning. I was on the toilet, Grace was asleep, and I was dead set getting numb flashbacks on the toilet. I'm sitting there like, no, 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 I was like, this can't be happening again. I'm like half asleep. And they're like, just pushing it out. Yuck. Like, get it out.
Stop. No.
So overall, though, I wouldn't get the spicy one again if I went there. But I guarantee if I got another one that wasn't spicy, my experience would be a 10 out of 10. Because the chicken, oh, my fucking God, it was delicious. So if you haven't tried it, Busan Chicken Hub at Cardiff, go give it a go.
Shout out.
Well worth it. Yeah, for a bit of free promo there. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure that the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.com to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
I don't think much else happened. Oh, I'm down another half kilo.
That's awesome.
After all the shit that happened, yeah, last week of me eating the chicken, or like just my calories, I went up to sort of my maintenance throughout the week because I was like, I can't be in a deficit when I'm not working out and I'm trying to, you know, my body's burning more energy than normal because it's fighting this fucking shit off. So, yeah, I went up a bit and I was convinced, especially yesterday, because I was looking at myself and I was a bit watery. I was convinced I would have either maintained my weight or gone up a little bit, but down another half kilo. 89 now.
Just goes to show
89.1
that you can still enjoy things while being on a cut.
Yeah. So I'm now the lightest. Well, I was the lightest last week I'd been from recent memory. And now I'm another half kilo lighter. So I think I'll be pulling the plug on this cut. Probably dare say I wouldn't get any lower than a fucking 87 because I sit and think 2 kilos. I'm like, I still do reckon I have that to lose, but like, I want to get, my idea is to get really lean and like leaner than I have, and I already am. I got leaner. I'm leaner now than I was last year at the end of that cut. And that was, I remember thinking at the end of that cut, going, holy fuck, I'm lean. Couldn't get any leaner than this. Oh boy, was I wrong. So I can, yeah, I'll probably go about 87, but I'll give it another 2-3 weeks is what I'm planning to. So,
yeah.
And then after that, we can get big and chunky. I was going to say,
it's been a pretty long cut.
Get hefty, yeah. I think when I finish, I may go into just a maintenance for like a couple of weeks. Just at the weight I am, because I don't want to just skyrocket back up
straight away.
So I might just chill. And we'll see how we go. A little bit of a surplus even maybe, just a healthy surplus. And then, we'll be back into a big old massing phase. And who knows what the future's got. Oh, I got complimented on something on my body fat distribution today. I don't know whether or not I should say, But yeah, I got commented on my body fat distribution today, something I've never gotten commented on.
Yeah.
And they said, your lack of lower stomach fat is remarkable. Great body fat distribution.
You do have
never had that
Lewis
before.
Lewis is super vascular around his V-line. You're not carrying a lot of fat around there at all.
It's funny, Bart, because I still have... this isn't trying to be a pick-me thing, but I still have, like, a bit of a blocky waist, like I do. So I think it's just I've got fucking mad wide hips. Like, it's just my pelvis is, like, you know, because...
I don't think it's your pelvis. It looks more so like your... I don't know. It's just your waist.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think
like
it's just...
Like your obliques sort of more
maybe,
so.
Maybe. But I feel like I've not got...
Because I picture you, and I don't picture you with a big wide pelvis.
True. Well, men don't normally. Men have narrower than women, obviously.
Well,
but
thank you for mansplaining that to me.
But that's why you got wide hips is because your pelvis. That's why your hips are wide eyes because there's literally bone there.
What do you mean?
Well, because I said I have I just must have a bit of a wider pelvis, and you go, no. Well
I don't think it
bleeds.
Is. I just think you have, your torso is a little bit, it's not, it doesn't come down into that V taper.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like some people's do.
Maybe I'm not as wide.
Lewis has got crippling body dysmorphia, and he's just, I'm too small upper here. I've got the hips of a woman giving birth. Like, no, it's just you look totally fine. You just don't have a waist that I can fit a whole one hand around.
Yeah.
But that's not that bad.
But I'll take the body fat distribution. What? Yeah. I think most of mine sits like my stubborn is like lower back.
Your
and my legs.
Legs, yeah.
My legs are just like, they're leaner. You've I saw them today. Trunks. They're leaner, but fucking hell. That's why I had another person say that it had some trunks. I was like, yeah, it'd be nice legs, if they were a bit leaner.
It's funny, but because your legs, they don't really have much fat on them, but they just don't, like, they don't lean, they're not leaned out.
Yeah,
you know
they don't,
I mean?
They don't get, like can't striated yeah. or feathery or veiny, but, like, nothing.
But they're basically all muscle, but, yeah, it just doesn't show the, like, at this stage, your striations and stuff.
Well, it's
yeah.
true. I've lost, like, 12 kilos now, and if you go back and look at it at the start to now, they're only a little bit leaner. Like, it's, you know, everything else, though, you go, whoa.
Lewis, you're kind of so, like me, then, because I lean yeah. out all in my upper body.
I don't
first.
Have it. It's not very. It's not very common. Well, it's funny we're yeah. talking about this now because you want to discuss this today. But it's funny. Like my genetics aren't very common for a guy. I'd say like a lot of guys don't tend to have like leg dominant genes. Like it's much
that
more upper
true.
Body I've dominant heard,
yeah.
genes.
Yeah.
Like you see it all the time.
It's so it's
you know. It's guys that just will walk around a huge upper body,
totally.
Like fucking hell. Then all of a sudden you look down, they've got like chopsticks walking
I mean,
them through.
I mean, this
you know?
In the most respectable way ever, but it's so, like guys that have big legs like you, when I say guys, I'm talking about you, but like also the other population, like that have big legs, it's so much better.
Yeah, yeah,
like it,
yeah.
It's so it looks
it's more of a
so
flex, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to just a big upper body and little legs. And it's a different scenario to like not saying that guys with smaller legs yeah. look like shit. Like obviously there's dudes out there trying to work on building their legs, but you can see those guys that don't do leg days
yeah.
and they just
yeah.
hit their upper body and yeah. it's like what yeah. the fuck, like come yeah. on.
It's funny, I could sit here and I'll be an influencer and be like, oh, it's because of my leg day, guys, it's because of my leg day, it's so structured and you know it's perfect and that's why. No, it's not. It's because of my genetics. So if anyone was like, how? It's literally just my genetics,
do this
guys.
Leg day to get trunks.
Yeah, it's just how I was built.
That's
you know?
Not how it works.
It's just how I came out with thunder thighs.
You have worked really hard, though, to grow your legs. Like, they've
yeah.
grown significantly.
I'll say my leg, like, I don't, when it comes to leg training. Oh, pardon me.
Ew.
When it comes to leg training, I never half-ass it. It's the one day I won't ever half-ass because, I don't know, I like going really, like, intense with legs because it's hard. It's really difficult. It fucking sucks when you do, like, a squat or something. You take it all the way to, like, failure or something or, you know, relatively close to it and you're there, like, your whole body's, like, you got
hands
cardiovascular
down,
fatigue. You're
hands
like,
down.
Like, you know, it's fucked.
Legs is the worst. It's my least
favourite
day.
That's why I get skipped.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, and it's virtually mine most of the time.
Yeah, that's why people skip it because it's the hardest day of the week.
See, at the moment, I actually do enjoy my leg days at the moment. I've been finding a lot more enjoyment with having the quad and hamstring split.
Say,
it's
I
a lot
like
more fun.
My second leg day better, which is more like quad focus.
I like my quad focus one more because, oh my God, the fucking RDL, SLDL, and hip thrust combo is like fucked.
Gnarly,
it's
yeah.
fucked. Going, I mean, you probably, some people probably already do it and you'll know what we're talking about, but like, holy shit, like doing. Like a RDL or an SLDL or something first and then straight after doing hip thrusts.
Or vice versa.
Oh, it's got me in another fucking dimension of like dead. Holy shit. Like it's a lot of fucking lot of effort. Anyway, we've been fucking yapping. This intro's been.
Yeah, that I'm so glad you had a good week. Was that your like, that was your week explanation. No, we've been yapping, but it's been good. I just want to say on that note too, I know we say it often, but if you are sick, don't go to the gym. Let yourself rest. No benefit comes from training sick, guys. Remember that.
Literally.
Let yourself rest.
Yep.
Definitely. Have those days off. Your gains aren't going to go out. You're not going to lose your gains. Your muscle isn't going to wither away in a week.
No, it's not. It's not.
So
not.
Just let yourself rest and then get back into it.
Yeah. And if you are sick, what's some advice you give to the people? Like rest.
But oh, I would say drink lots of water.
Yeah, water.
Like
don't
seriously,
get
drink lots of water, like 3+ liters a day, and
eating as well.
Keep eating, but eat good foods and think vitamin C. So your kiwis,
yeah,
your
yeah.
oranges, lots of vegetables. Just eat healthy.
Yes.
Nutritious.
Yeah, but like keep your cals up too because a lot of people will lose your appetite. Yeah,
if you're in a deficit, I would say if you were sick, probably jump back up to maintenance just while you're sick and then get back into it so you can allow your body to recover a little bit better and so it's not, you know, so it has more energy stores because it is fighting off.
Well, the reason you feel the so sickness, like when you're sick, you feel so like run down and fatigued is because your body, that's your body literally storing energy, not like trying to not waste energy so it can keep fighting this. So if you're providing it with more and like keep eating.
It won't be as stressed out.
Yeah, basically. You need to keep feeding it.
So. Yeah, just keep eating and keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And just rest.
Yeah, just rest, guys.
Far out, rest. You don't. You know what? I would even go as far to say if you are crook, you don't even have to get your steps in for the day.
Yeah, no,
I know some people advocate
for
like, get your steps in, get some movement. Nah, listen to your body. Nah. If you're at a stage where you can, do it, but don't make it a priority.
Yeah, nah, just literally rest. Like, stay at home. Anyway, long intro, but you know how we do it, Annie. Grace is not keen for it.
That wasn't an intro. That's part of the pot.
Yeah. All right.
Just yapping now.
Grace got the reins again, guys. Again. 2 weeks straight here. What's happening?
I am a valuable co-host.
You are. I just wanted to quickly put in next week we'll probably do something where we'll go back and look at some of our old hot takes or something and
but
review
that's
them.
For next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah. But I just wanted to say, come on here and give a PSA. I sort of went back and listened to some of our old apps. Fuck, don't go back and listen to our old episodes.
Wait, because I was going to give a PSA too. For the love of God, if you are a new listener,
don't go down the bottom and start from the start.
Do not start from our oldest episodes.
No.
Please, for fuck's sake, don't do that.
Yeah, no. Work your way down from the newer episodes. Yeah. And when you get to a point where you go, ooh, then stop. Yeah.
Newest to oldest. Do not go oldest to newest. You're not missing out. As you said, I think you said an episode before, there is no law. We have no law.
No,
to
yeah,
us.
We don't have any law.
You're not missing
law. Yeah,
out. You're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, no.
And they're just so shitty, but please listen to the new episodes first.
It's so funny. I just went back and listened and we were so it was almost, I used to think we were really energetic and hype, but we just weren't.
We were so dead.
We were so dead. And we cared more about the shit we were waffling on about than how we presented it. Now we can talk about fucking, you know, why did our parents fucking look after us when we were born and people will listen because we've got some energy behind us.
No, but we'll talk about that next week because we're going to go on a rant next week.
Grace.
No, so first things first, I just, you know, it's been a week. You know another good part of last week? And even I will say it was a good part. Mm-hmm. State of Origin.
Oh, yeah.
What were your thoughts, Lewis? Shout out Moses, Mitchell Moses.
Moses. This is wild coming from you.
Bow down to Moses.
You want to talk about State of Origin?
No, I was listening to another podcast this morning and they just quickly recapped on the origin. I was like, you know what? You know, what are your thoughts on the origin? Well done.
That
New
was
South Wales.
A highlight. Every time they win a series, it's a highlight of the year. This is why so many people get passionate with it, right? Is because at the end of the day, it is just a footy game, right? But if you win an origin series, your year is just that little bit better. It makes your year that little
bit
better.
Especially if you're a New South Wales fan because it's
so
that's
what I mean.
If you win it.
Oh, but even the Queenslanders agree too.
But
and
it's
if
a
you
bit
lose,
for us.
And if you lose, it's just that little bit shitter the year. It just is. It's that bitter taste in your mouth. You know what I mean? And this year, the Queensland dogs get to fucking have the bitter taste in their mouth. I was on the edge of my seat
the first half was intense.
Yeah, I'm a very animated watcher of the football. I was standing up on a chair at one stage. I'm fucking screaming at the TV, "Go Bradman Best, go!"
Oh my God!
You know, as everyone probably was hurling abuse at Ashley Klein, the bald-headed fuck, and then
is that the guy
the ref?
The- Oh, no, yeah, who's the player? He plays for Queensland. Oh, Kafusi,
that's got the dog shit haircut, you mean. Like dead the, set. Yeah.
He's got a Devon patch. Like, he's just
intentionally,
got,
yeah.
Is that intentional?
Yeah, he cut it that way.
Why would he do
because
that?
Because he's from Queensland, so he's fucking stupid. So fucked. Yeah.
I was like, there's no way this guy's on. I thought he was just old.
It's just awesome, though, like, when we win, too, because then you hear all these, like, little sookie Queenslanders going and, but we won the last 10 years. Stop living in the past, you fucking doublehead. Anyway. If you are a Queensland listener. Hold that. You probably just clicked off, like, you know. See, that's what I mean. This is a week later, and someone here is on this podcast not expecting us to talk about State of Origin. That's probably, might be a Queensland fan, and now they've got to deal with this shit, and they're reminded of it. You know, it sucks. So, yeah, if you're from Queensland and you live in New South Wales, that's an even bigger hell. Got that. You won't even live in the shithole.
It makes you want to be, like, an athlete, right?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Makes me want to be an athlete.
It does. How, like, oh, my God.
Weird, but is football, if you think about footy, like rugby league,
yeah,
just think about it. Like, think about what it is.
This is another one of, like, just think about how your parents raised you.
What sort of sport is... Here's a ball, now just run at each other as hard as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, tackle each other over.
It's a proper man sport. It's not, that's what it is.
It's not.
A proper man sport.
What does being a man have to do with it?
Well, it's a man and woman sport
now.
Yeah,
thank you. But so, no, but just the premise of the game.
It's a proper sport,
the really. Premise of the game's really weird, like, as a human, don't you think?
All sport is, if you look at it close enough.
No, this rugby league is top-notch weird.
It's not as weird. It's not as weird as union. Union's fucking weird. No.
Well, listen, same, like, weird. I'm talking, like, tackle footy, right?
Yeah, 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 okay.
The premise of tackle footy,
yeah.
Get a ball,
yeah.
And then run at each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're running at the try line and there happens to be people in front of you. That's what it is.
No, but it's not like soccer where it's like, oh, you're trying to get it in the goal and you've just got to maneuver the ball around these people.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
try
there's
not-
intentional contact.
It's,
I know,
like,
what you mean.
On purpose. We're running into each other, and it's just massive. It's just this big.
Because you watched it, it's fucking awesome. It's so good to watch. It is, and you played it as well. I don't know why you're sitting there confused. You played it as well, Grace, and you saw how good it was.
Lewis, I'm not sitting here shitting on it. I'm just saying, who the fuck created it?
Oh,
what sort of come up with that idea?
It's random.
It is random.
It's random, but that's why I reckon every sport's just a bit random.
But it's not as random as rugby league.
Well, think of badminton. Who thought of hitting that thing?
But
a shuttlecock and calling it a shuttlecock.
It's way less contact.
Over a net.
It's way less contact.
I know.
It's the same thing as how, like, UFC is so fucking weird. It's just like,
fighting, yeah.
Two people in a ring trying to kill each other.
I'd say that's weirder than if off your logic.
No, but rugby league's just, like, super odd.
It's this build up of, like, masculine testosterone-y
sort
of.
Because girls do it.
Yeah, well, in the eyes of society, right? I'm just generalizing. It's a masculine thing to play a contact sport, is it not?
It's not a masculine thing.
I know, but it's not allowed for women. Women can be masculine too.
It's a Neanderthal type thing.
It's like,
it's giving old cavemen.
Well, that's why it's been around for over 100 years. Ooh. It's been here forever. So
rugby league.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
I also want to know why only Queensland and New South Wales do rugby league.
Oh, that's just because. It's just how Australia works, you know. It's
just weird. That's weird to me.
Well, neither of those states really do AFL. That's why that's why when we went to Melbourne however long ago now, and we saw the atmosphere of an AFL game, and you see everyone there, it's weird. You're like, doesn't happen in Newcastle.
Hot take. That's not actually a hot take. AFL's so much fucking better than NRL. I said what I said, and I will die on that hill. So much better to watch.
No, it's not.
So much better to watch.
No, it's not.
Fun to
watch
play.
To watch live, no. The AFL is better.
No, I would sit and watch an AFL game. No. Don't tell me
you
no.
You don't watch the NRL at all.
Exactly, because it's boring as batshit to watch. The only good games of NRL to watch is State of Origin when it's either the first game or the
all
deciding
of them are better.
Game.
All
no,
of them are good.
The third game, if someone's
Grace,
already
the pagan
won the
New
series,
South Wales Welsh
is
woman
so
didn't
shit.
Even watch the second game.
Yes, I did. No, I literally.
chatted on for 10 minutes.
I literally sat in the room and watched the second game. The third game of Origin's shit if it's already been decided. Let me talk.
You still watch it.
For God's sake, without interrupting me. Let me talk.
Well, go. What are you waffling on about?
No, I forget. Oh, my God. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'd way prefer to watch a game of AFL.
Live.
And if you sat me down, Lewis, if you sat me down and you were like, game of AFL mid-year versus game of NRL mid-year, like nothing is really happening, it's just a game, I'd prefer to watch an AFL game on the TV. No.
Wrong.
So be so fucking real. Wrong.
Yeah, I am. Do you want to know what the overwhelming opinion is? It's that AFL's better live, but NRL's better on TV because of how the fields are made and how the game works.
That's just correct. The overwhelming opinion is the correct opinion.
You get all the action in the NRL on the one camera, right? Because it's very focused. Everything's centered around the ball.
AFL,
so much happens off the ball that you don't see with the camera. So you miss half the game.
Way more's going on in the AFL.
Off the camera, yeah.
No. There is so much more to look at in the AFL, watching a game of AFL.
That you miss, though, too. You got to realise
that. Well, then you're just not good enough at watching the game.
No.
If you're missing everything.
Oh, yeah, I can see through the camera and outside of the boundaries of the TV.
Nothing pisses me off more than on, like, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, someone hogging the fucking TV watching a shitty game of NRL, the fucking Sharks versus Titans or some stupid team, and it's just this boring game.
Why, can I ask why, though,
it's
people's love for sport, like, annoys you, like, and people like you? Why does it annoy you, though,
to
have, like, a hobby where you just watch something like that?
I don't see like the value or the enjoyment. I don't see how people enjoy sitting in front of a TV and like watching a game of footy and then watching replays and then watching highlights. And then like, I don't get how you can just sit in front of a TV on your like Friday night, Saturday night and just watch the footy and just be obsessed with like, oh, the players and this player's like off on the bench because he's fucking like twisted his
well,
he's
I guess,
twisted his ankle.
You know what I guess it's like, Grace? Like, you know what I guess it's like?
It just, I don't get, like, do something else.
You know
I
what
don't
it,
know, watch
well,
something
what's
else.
What's your favourite Olympic sport to watch when the Olympics is on?
Obviously the equestrian.
So do you know what virtually probably everyone's least favourite Olympic sport to watch is at the Olympics? Would be the equestrian.
No, it's not. That's bullshit.
It's fucking my least favourite. That's why I tell you what.
No, it's not.
It is boring.
You are just saying that.
It is boring.
I said it before.
I knew you. I said at the last Olympics, right, I said, God, the equestrian is so boring. Who even sits down and just watches it?
Well,
it's just
so
uninteresting.
You know
it's
what?
Just so uninteresting.
I can back that watching the dressage, but you cannot sit there and watch a show jumping or a cross country round and say that's boring.
It's only
boring because you don't understand it.
No, but it's just
the
still boring.
Between,
I do understand
no,
it.
No, you don't. You don't have a single clue about how it works. The difference between my opinion and your opinion is I understand how a game of rugby league works.
I do understand how a question works, though.
No,
now.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You couldn't tell me.
They get timed going over these jumps, right? And if you clip the jump and stuff, it's a penalty, right? And you want to get around the quickest. I don't know. It doesn't matter how many seconds get taken off when you clip a jump.
How do you know who wins?
Who's the quickest?
No.
How is it not who's the quickest? Well, then this is just...
In eventing. How do you know who wins?
What, when they jump over the things? That's eventing, right?
No. He doesn't even know what it is and he's trying
What's
to...
What's eventing then?
Eventing is the three. It's dressage, jumping,
shows you how
and
boring
cross
it is.
Country.
I'm quite versed in the Olympics and it's just... What one's the one that... What one's when you jump over things then? Show jumping.
That's show jumping.
What's eventing then?
It's... Dressage, show jumping, and cross country combined over 3 days.
It's the boring one and then the two other somewhat okay ones, eventing. Well, who wins? All right, well, then it's the combination of those three, no?
Yeah, but the combination of what?
Dressage. They may as well have bodybuilding at the Olympics now because dressage is just horse fucking bodybuilding.
No, it's
or
not.
Or dancing.
It has nothing
to do. Just they get up on their horse and go, trot, trot, trot.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, you try and do that.
I'm not taking away from the skill of it. I'm saying it's just boring. I'm just saying it's boring.
Do not sit here and shit on it. You couldn't even fucking trot one lap around an arena.
Yeah, and I'm not taking away from it, from the skill of it. I'm just saying it's just boring.
There is so many more boring sports.
It's boring.
Are you serious?
It's boring.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
Yeah, it's just boring. I'm telling you now.
Okay, all right. Well, let me say this then. Do you ever see me on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday sat in front of the TV for 2 hours watching it?
Because I will. For the next month, I will, when the equestrian's on.
No, you won't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Okay, it's just people's interests, right,
at the end of the day. Do it then.
In the sports
go
that they
and
like.
Do it.
What? That's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. I'm saying it's boring. I can say it's boring if I've not played it or if I've not done it.
Do you know what it's on the same level as?
What?
Gamers. I will never understand someone who sits in front of a computer screen for hours and games. Sitting on their ass, watching a game of footy, obsessing over the players, who's got what injury, who's coaching who, you know, who's got a bye this week. And then it's the same as gamers who just sit on their ass and click buttons all day. Like, yeah. Go out and, like, do something else. It annoys me. It only annoys me because every fucking footy fan that I've ever known, they hog the TV for the whole weekend. And God forbid if anybody grabs the fucking remote once. Do not touch the remote while the footy's on.
I think there's enough of this footy talk. Who knew that we're going to open this mixed bag?
But anyway, I thought the State of Origin was still a good game to watch, and it always is.
It always is. Yeah, the Lord gave us Mitchell Moses.
And that is all.
Moses.
Anyway, so...
God.
You know, can I...
What?
No, can I open this new topic?
Okay, yes, please. That's why I was...
Ugh. So these are some things that I really want to do coming, like, I really want to do these things soon. I've just been having this craving to, like, do these activities.
Okay, what are they?
Tennis. I want a game of tennis. I want to have a hit of tennis.
Yeah, tennis is valid.
I want to do 18 holes of golf.
Yeah.
Get a golf cart, go around the course on a Saturday morning, crisp, sun's out, have a beverage.
Grace talking like she doesn't drink anything other than water.
Have a beverage.
Grace acting like she's going to crack a cold one.
Hit some balls. Would love to do that. Mm-hmm. I also really want to go for a gallop. I really want to get on a horse again.
She's been saying this for 2 years nearly now.
I've got that craving to just
had this craving
get my
for,
ass in a saddle.
Like a year and a half. Yep.
Yeah, well, it's hard, Lewis. All right?
You have three of them.
One of them's, like, actually mentally deranged, and the other one, she's hurt her shoulder. So, I don't have three of them. And then the third one's about 100,000 years old. I want to go rock climbing.
Right.
With James.
Yeah.
And I want to go and watch that new horror movie.
What's the new horror movie?
The one that you told me about.
Oh, I don't really want to watch
Nicolas
that anymore.
With Nicolas Cage.
Long legs.
Why not?
Because it's very overrated from what everyone said. I saw a clip from it and everyone's like, oh, it's the scariest thing to ever brace the fucking, movies ever. Like horror movies ever. And I saw a video of it and I was like, it's not fucking scary at all. I mean, I'll go see it anyway to say I've seen it. I haven't been to movies in a long time. So I'll go see it.
Well, no, I don't want to see it with you.
Oh, far out. All right. God. You can tell it was your first day back at uni today. Well, that was Mrs. Emotional.
That was so... How rude.
What do you mean? I'm saying it was just very overrated from what I've heard, but stop, right? You didn't let me finish now.
Don't come and see
it. Said I haven't been to the movies in a while, so I wouldn't mind going and just watching it anyway.
I don't want to go if you're going to be a hater.
All right. You've been very on edge this episode,
no,
Grace.
No, I haven't.
Are you okay?
Lewis.
What? She has been, has she not?
No, I'm literally so fine. You know what being on edge is, apparently?
What?
Me trying to just get a full sentence out without getting interrupted.
Right.
So it's me talking over you. You think is me on edge, but it's actually me just finishing my sentences. I'm totally fine.
Are you finished?
No, I'm not actually. I'm not finished.
Well, I was just making sure so I didn't butt in.
Well, I appreciate that. You should do that more often.
Ah, so I'll go, are you finished? That'd
well,
drive
no,
you
I'm
up
not
the
finished.
Wall.
But anyway, those are just some things I want to do. And I also want to go on a run.
Oh.
It's just hard to balance. It's hard to balance these things just with life and with the gym. And when the gym is your main sort of, I would say hobby, like it's your main thing. Sometimes doing other activities or joining another sport, you sort of get put off doing something else because you don't want to hurt yourself for the gym. Like, do you ever get like that?
Sounds like an excuse to me.
Well, I have been waiting to do some holes of golf with you and your friends.
I know what you mean.
And you just won't organise.
Because it's hard to get everyone organised for the day.
But you haven't asked.
Yeah, I know. We haven't tried. But, no, I would like to do golf, definitely. Tennis is always fun. It's always fun to have a good hit out of tennis. We went through a period where we're doing it for a little bit, but then stop.
Some good cardio there.
Yeah. It is fun. It's important to do other things, obviously, other than the gym all the time.
Yeah, that your reminder that your gym,
gym's not your life.
It's
not
your whole life. Like, it seriously isn't.
If fucking nerd, get outside of the gym.
If there's a day that you don't want to go and you'd prefer to do something else, just fucking do it. Life's too short. Just also want to say sorry. This mic is still fucked. That's why I sound like this.
It doesn't sound that bad. Golf is like quite therapeutic. I find when we play. Well, you know, if you're doing all right, that is.
Wait a minute. If you're doing. Not true.
Yeah.
Lewis is the most aggressive golf player in the world. He'll have a bad shot and it's the end of the world.
Because I've just not got the patience for it. No, it's just, I'd be fine if I was on my own. No. It's just when everyone else is patronizing and going, well, your head down, watch your ball. Oh, you lift your head. Oh, watch your ball. No, you're not swinging right. No, it's just like, shush.
Lewis has had a few bad shots and actually nearly rolled the golf cart out of rage.
I have not.
Yes,
you can't.
Has.
It goes 30k an hour and Grace is there going, on the fucking thing, acting like she's hanging off it, acting like as if she was to fall off it, she wouldn't just start walking, you know what I mean? Like, it's like we're going at fucking 80k an hour around the golf course. They only go 30k.
It feels like 80k's. Yeah. I'm so serious.
It's not. All right.
We'll get
18 holes of golf in. That will be good.
You seem a little bit flat. Are you okay?
I'm not flat.
You seem a little bit flat.
Oh, here we go. You're trying to do what I was doing to you.
No,
not gonna work.
You just seem a little bit dismissive.
We should film 18 holes of golf. That would be funny.
That would be hilarious. You would see Lewis's true colours.
And what else was it? Rock climbing. Yeah, rock climbing's a good shout too. Rock climbing's a good shout. We'll have to do all these things, won't we? We'll have to.
Well, yeah, we will.
I'm off placement now, so we've got time is not of the essence now. We can just do it whenever. Why don't we do it? Oh, I was going to say tomorrow, but you got uni again.
That's not funny.
All right. Well, there you go. There's some things that Grace is and me are wanting to do.
Is there anything
soon
that you want to do that I didn't list? Shoot some hoops.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, good shout. Basketball. I haven't done basketball in a hot minute. I get this itch every now and then to go and shoot the basketball, and then I'll go for a good hour or two, and then I'll come back and go, fucking not doing that again for a few months.
You've had that itch for about a year now.
Yeah. No, I haven't. No, it's been a bit less. But I'll go up, I'll get some shots out, and then I'll just be there like, oh, I can't be fucking asked to do that again for a bit, because I just sort of get the shits with it. But yeah. What else was there to discuss, Grace? Have we got anything else?
I just also wanted to get your thoughts on, I saw a TikTok on this the other day. It was like, would you say the worst genetic disadvantage is if you're a bodybuilder? And also, what is the best genetic advantage you could have as a bodybuilder? And it got me thinking, got me pondering.
I think there's a fair few for bad ones that are fucking shocking. Like, I genuinely, like, prayers out to these people.
Yeah. There's a good one. Remember, it's some muscle thing.
Myasthenia something. I think it is myasthenia. No, myasthenia? Myostatin. No. Something. Myostatin.
Oh, it's myostatin something.
Yeah, it's where you just can build muscle really easily. Like, I think it is the best genetic advantage you can have is that.
It's not myostatin deficiency, is it?
Yes, myostatin deficiency.
Yes, it is.
That is the best genetic advantage you can have because you just build muscle like no man. It's like being on steroids naturally.
It results in the excessive growth of skeletal muscle.
Yeah, so wouldn't that be a problem, the excessive growth of skeletal muscle, hey? Wouldn't we all hate to have that?
Some people are blessed.
I think that's got to be the best, easily the best advantage you can have. Just worse, though, comes to mind is pectus excavatum. That's a bad one. Mm. Poor pigeon chest people. Is pigeon chest when you? Yeah, is that what you'd call it when people have got like a?
Is that
pigeon chest?
I don't know if it's pigeon chest.
I don't know, but
it's like where you sort of got like a bit of a.
You got a big hole in your chest.
A divot in your chest. I reckon for a female, speaking in bodybuilding terms, I would say like a wide rib cage or a flared rib cage.
Yeah,
is a little bit tough.
Yeah.
To deal with just having a genetically. Sort of bigger
rib cage
and even waist. Some people genetically, you just don't have a tiny little small waist.
Big waist is big, for aesthetic's sake, yeah. But like,
it's not an issue, but like aesthetically.
For women, that's not too much of an issue, I wouldn't think, because they've got classes for, isn't like a wellness and stuff, like they've got wider waists or hips? No,
like waist, I'm talking. Like waist.
Oh,
like
right.
Wellness, you want like the hourglass. Like, basically, true. Women's bodybuilding, smaller waist you waist can have is the better.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the same with guys too. But I'd say also narrow clavicles is a bad one as well.
Is that
well.
Like what Daily Cherry Evans has?
Mate, that's his like neck.
Oh, that's his pencil
it's
neck.
He's got a pencil neck. Never that's mind. That's a bad one too, a pencil neck.
Isn't that just like massive? It's just like a long
it's
ass
neck. It's
like
I've done that before. No, sort of big it's traps. Where you go like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's where your shoulders are like pinched back nearly. Because your clavicles aren't wide. Like, they don't sit like this. They sit, like, real up, like, on
yes.
an angle. So they bring your shoulders in. And so you just look really, like, small from the shoulders, which is not ideal in any case.
Yeah.
I think narrow clavicles lesson. Could be one of the worst. Because at least with pectus excavatum, if you wear clothes, people can't tell. Whereas narrow clavicles, you can see it all the time.
What is that?
What?
Narrow clavicles?
What I just said.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Daily Cherry Evans.
No, I'm saying narrow clavicles is where your clavicles sit up like that. They don't sit like horizontal. They go a bit more 45, so they pull your shoulders in.
For real.
Are you okay? Are you awake? Are you awake?
Can we stop asking? Can we stop being so patronizing?
It just fully went over your head then. But narrow clavicles, I think. They got to be up there. What else is bad? Insertions. What sort of insertions would be shit? Like short insertions?
Oh,
no,
you know
long insertions are never fun for most things. Like if you're like 6 foot five and you're going to have long insertions for everything,
you know
sucks.
What can low-key undo a look for someone?
What?
Is your calves.
Oh, if like a short, like, short calf. Oh, short or long?
It'd be short, wouldn't it?
But short, remember, short bicep gives it like, it's like more of a fullness.
Yeah, maybe
but
it's long.
I think it's long. Long. That's what I mean. Long insertions are just poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is
we're
a bit of a
hating,
shit.
We're not hating. We're just like,
no, yeah, it's just what's bad. I think they're your big ones though, is narrow clavicles and pectus excavatum. They're the shit ones. Like if you've got them, because there's literally no way around it either. It's just how you are. Like it's just, yeah, it's just a bit shit.
You know what a funny thing is in girls, and I've seen some TikToks on it that people go on about, just some it raises some insecurities that you just never would think of in everyday life. But then you get on TikTok and people come up with the most outrageous shit. Like one of them is having a short butt crack. So people actually go on about having
a short butt crack.
A short butt crack. So when you like rip your pants up your bum, like if you have gym shorts, you try and scrunch them up your crack to make your ass look fatter.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got a short crack, they don't scrunch up as far, so it just sort of doesn't make your butt look as good as someone who's got a longer crack, so more shorts can wedge in the crack to make your butt look bigger.
Like a
shorter crack's a bit of a disadvantage.
So she's saying shorter crack sounds so weird.
You know what else? No, but that's totally normal. You know what? This is another thing. Do you know what's totally normal to have but people are super weird about is having sort of like a bigger pelvic area as a girl?
Right, like.
In terms of like not having just this tiny little vagina that's just like hidden in your shorts. No, listen, Lewis.
What?
No, shush. Let me normalize this. Let me normalize this. So it may be commonly
having a big vagina,
but it's so fucking normal.
Yeah.
To see that, like, to not just have an invisible vag in the gym. I just want to put it out there. Like, it's fine if you've got sort of like.
It's not where I thought you were
going
with bigger pelvic area.
No, like.
It's a big vag.
Everyone always goes on, oh my God, like, what the f-? Like, don't be insecure if you can tell you have a vagina wearing gym shorts. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe if you can fix yourself up, though, fix yourself. Because no, if my, like,
no, but what
bulge was showing, no, I kind of fixed myself up.
You need
up.
To listen.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, obviously, don't go walking around with
just your calendar.
With a camel toe where you, if you wanted to, you could go in the bathroom and, like, adjust it a little bit. But I'm saying, like, the outside of your gym shorts. Like, you just walk around. Like, I know some of the... can you listen? Like, you know, with my navigation shorts, how you can just see this bit?
Yeah.
Like, the bikini... Like, if you were to wear a bikini...
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, these gym brands need to do better. They just need to do better.
No, well, they don't because there's nothing wrong with it.
Some get it and others don't?
No. Oh, my God. You're thinking of a camel toe. I'm thinking of something different.
Right. What do you mean? What are you thinking of? Oh, the line, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I just want to normalize that. No, well, I'm just saying, we're talking about, like, things in the gym and, like, with your body.
Yeah.
Just be fucking... Well, be proud of your badge, ladies.
Yeah. And your short butt crack, and if you've got a short little butt crack.
Justice for short ass cracks. Another quick thing, don't be insecure about sweating in the gym either.
No.
Sweating everywhere is normal, right?
It is. It is normal.
Yeah, I was just trying to bring some positivity.
Yeah, well, yeah, shout out the small butt crack, big front butt crack.
Don't call it that.
Shout out to the girls with a short butt crack and a camel toe.
No, I'm just big saying. Waist.
You mean?
No, just saying wear the gym shorts.
Wear the gym shorts, girl. Just do it.
You know what? Now I feel silly because you've made me feel silly.
Oh, what is this episode? This has been fucking everywhere. I don't know. If I've been out of it today.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You've been so just dismissive.
I'm not.
What do you mean camel toe?
Yeah.
Wake up, Lulu.
I am awake. It's because we're doing this of an arvo. I'm used to this being in the mornings now.
I just want
to
say be proud.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be proud. Yep. 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 Do you want to do a draft? Do you want to do this draft segment?
You're like Lewis and you wear grey track pants to the gym like Lewis and you can see the outline of your schlong.
Yeah.
Just be proud.
Yeah, well...
Like Lewis, he's proud of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you guys are a bit different, maybe, girls, maybe.
Why is it different for girls? Why? Because you like, not, what?
Isn't it?
What are you trying to say?
No, I don't know. Draft. Do you want to do a draft with me?
No.
Why?
Because you're in a mood.
You're doing one. We need to do something to finish this episode strong.
You just laughed at my...
At your camel toe. All right, we're going to do a draft.
Don't say that. That's
we're
not
going
funny.
To draft. What do you want to draft? Fruit. Let's draft fruit
no, I don't
on the topic
draft
of fruit.
Fruit.
Oh, what do you want to draft then?
Something else.
Pick something to draft.
Something
you.
That's not fruit.
Pick something then.
I'm sick of fruit.
Well, pick something to draft, Grace.
Exercises.
Oh, what? Like just machines or like what? You got to be specific here. Come on.
Well, fine.
What?
Like quad or shoulder? Exercises? Back exercises? You know what? Let's do fucking fruit then. Let's talk about oranges and apples and grapes and watermelon and draft
we won't,
mandarins.
No, no. Well, what's something else we can draft then?
I don't know. I just gave you a suggestion.
Let's draft bodybuilders.
Sure.
Yeah, let's draft bodybuilders. I reckon that's fun. For you guys that... Don't know what this is. We're scumbagging another TikTok idea.
How long's this episode been?
Nearly an hour. So we're scumbagged another TikTok thing. We're playing a new game. Some of you guys might be like, Yay. Oh, fuck, not again. Oh, God, they're seriously running out of ideas now. Yeah. Well, some of you guys might be like, yes, because it's your favorite thing when we play these games. Grace seems ecstatic.
Because you were so rude that whole segment.
I was not.
You were.
I was not. You spoke about camel toes, so.
But I wasn't speaking about camel toes. suppose you didn't listen.
I did. We're going to go back and listen, everyone else. You said the words camel toe,
well,
right?
Well, I meant vagina.
Right, all the university's going to hear it, that you said camel toe. We've just been saying camel toe the past 20 minutes.
We're going to walk out of this room and everyone's going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, and everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, the camel toe. The camel toe crew, the podcast. They must just talk about camel toes. All right. Anyway, enough camel toeing.
I don't like the way you say that word.
What, camel toe?
No, I just don't like the tone that you say it with.
All right, anyway.
As if there's something wrong with it.
Drafting bodybuilders.
Not that we were even talking about it.
All-time bodybuilders. All right. Should we draft bodybuilders or should we draft something else?
Oh, my God.
Should we draft fast food chains?
No, we're drafting bodybuilders. Not bodybuilders. I'm not doing it unless it's bodybuilders.
Okay, we're drafting bodybuilders, guys. All right, so how this works is like a draft virtually in any sort of American sport. We're going to pick 5 bodybuilders each all time, and we've got to try and make the best list of bodybuilders we can. But if, say, for instance, Grace goes Ronnie Coleman, I can't say Ronnie Coleman in my list. She's got him.
How do we know who goes first?
We'll do rock, paper, scissors right now. Let's go. Vimy, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 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 Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking hell. That was like 10 times in a row.
Our chakras are aligned, Lewis. Stop. We are one. That was so intense.
So Grace is going to start this draft first. Just wait a second. So with the first pick in the 2024 Talking Fit podcast bodybuilding draft, Grace selects...
Ronnie Coleman.
Oh, of course she does. Basic.
All right, you're about to say Arnold. Like, that's not basic.
No, I'm not.
All right, go.
My first pick... is going to be...
Better not be Arnold or Steve.
Dorian Yates.
Oh,
because I think he's got one less Olympia than
Ronnie Coleman.
All right,
my next one is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no, basic.
You're the one that said they're basic.
You know who my second one is then? Seabum.
Well, that's the most basic answer.
No, it's not.
Ever.
No, it's not. I couldn't let you have the Holy Trinity.
Is.
You can't have the Holy Trinity. So there, boom.
Well, I've got the Holy Double.
Go on. Let's see if Grace can name any other bodybuilders. She's struggling. Who's your third one?
Can you let me think? Who have you named?
I've named Dorian Yates and Seabum. Come on.
Come
on, Grace.
There's one person that I want to say, but they haven't won any Olympias.
You're going to say your dad's favourite? You can't say dad's favourite.
I think
Or you would
so.
Be, you'd be, you'd seem cultured if you said it, maybe.
What, Lee Priest?
Oh, no. Oh, I was not expecting Lee Priest. Yeah, you could go with Lee Priest. Is that who you're going to go with?
Yeah.
Lee Priest is the third pick. Oh.
Well, I'm trying to think of names and I can't really remember any.
I'm going to go with my third pick, Jay Cutler. It's going to be my third pick.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Mike Mensah.
Oh, that's a... shit, your list is looking better now. More iconic anyway. My fourth one is going to be...
Hurry up!
Lee Haney.
Oh, that's who I was
Lee
thinking
Lee Haney
of.
Is going to be my fourth one.
Oh, who's that guy? Fuck, who's that guy?
I think I've got more Olympia wins here, Loki.
Oh, my God. Who's the guy?
You've drafted 2 people that have never won an Olympia.
Oh, who? Oh, really?
Yeah, Mike Mensah and... I don't think Mike Mensah ever won one, and Lee Priest
didn't. Yeah, but this isn't based on Olympia wins.
Well... All I'm saying is I'm more winning.
Okay. Well, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
My list is superior.
Well, it's not.
Go on. Who's your fifth? Fifth and final. Close it strong. Strong. Strong.
Shush.
Strong. I'm going to absolutely clean up with my last one.
No, why? Do you have a laptop in front of you?
No.
Give me Google.
Giggle?
Give me.
No.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me Google mine.
No, I didn't.
Ooh. I have two.
Well, you only have one to pick.
No.
So go.
All right. Well, let me just. I just need to quickly. All right. My last one is Kevin Larone.
Ooh.
Kevin Larone. Kevin Levine.
That's a good one. I'm going for more wins here, though, because this team's not losing. My fifth, this is, I reckon, a good pick, an underrated one. It's Phil Heath.
Whoever the fuck that
Phil
is.
Phil Heath. How dare you? How How dare you? I've picked three people who have won nearly as many Olympias as Ronnie Coleman.
I don't know who Phil Heath is.
Phil Heath is the modern day king. Pretty sure he's won eight. Or maybe he's won seven. He's won a lot though. He's won a lot.
Lightweight.
So wait, what was your list?
Ronnie Coleman, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Mensah, Lee Priest, and Kevin Larone.
It's pretty iconic. I will say it's an iconic lineup. So wait, and mine was Dorian Yates, Jay Cutler, Seabum, Lee Haney, Phil Heath. That's a more of a winning team, that one, I think. But you guys let us know who drafted the better bodybuilders right there. You guys, I know, riveting segment, that one. All right, do we pull the pin in this episode? I think this has been all over the shop. It might be one of those episodes everyone listens to and goes, that was brilliant. And then we've walked out of here going, what the fuck did we just talk about?
Speak for yourself. I had a great time this episode, actually.
Okay, I'm in the minority here.
You are. We'll pull the pin. Do you have anything else to say?
I don't. Do you?
No.
No?
No. I've said it all.
You sure you didn't want to say anything else?
Nope.
No, like genuinely, though, like being serious, you didn't want anything else to say?
Nope.
We hope you go.
No. Yes. Fucking yes. Hell. Right. I do want to say something.
Say it.
I wanted to tell you this in the episode to get your live reaction.
Okay, tell me. You pregnant?
No. Oh my God. What the fuck? No.
I was going to say I was about to run out of
here. Unfortunately, when I went down to get the tripod, I made the grim discovery that both of us have gotten parking tickets.
No. Have we actually?
We have.
Oh no. Oh. Are you serious?
Dead set. We both have a ticket on our window.
Oh, it's bullshit. It's the first week of semester.
The first day of semester. I've been here for 2 hours. You had been here for 20 minutes and they fucking booked us. But I think we can fight it because the parking meters don't work. You can't print tickets out anymore.
And I was like,
what the fuck? Apparently you book your parking online, which I just didn't know about. So I'm going to be taking it to court.
Right. It's like $100.
Yeah, it's $92.
Oh, I saw, you know what? I got here and I like saw you didn't have one. I saw the car to my right didn't have one.
Me too.
And then I thought, oh, no, it's, they never, and I remember them telling us here, they never come around and tell us, they never come around first week. You get off first week is what they always said, like, because people are new and may not know. Are you serious? Fuck off. Fuck this shit old place.
Anyway, I just
piece of shit.
Wanted to tell you that.
They don't need my $90, the greedy fucks.
Seriously, Bart.
Oh.
Scumbags. Uni are scumbags.
And I was in two minds of it when I was walking away. I thought, maybe I should get one because there's a lot of people here today. They'll probably get them out.
Me too.
But then I was thinking, no. I've come here before first day of semester. Get fucked. They can suck me off. I'm not paying it again. That's fucked. All right, well, that's put me in a shitter mood now. That's put me in a foully.
That's why I didn't tell you till now.
Oh, I hope we run into the prick. I'm going to say, shove it up your ass, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, go get a life.
All right, well, fuck, that was a rough way to end the video, podcast.
We're
Jesus.
Fight the law.
Yeah. I'm going to say, how much do you charge the people that had camped out in the fucking grass if I can't put my car here for a couple hours for free, you fuckheads? All right. Anyway. See you later.
Later.
See you next week. Wow, this is bullshit. I'm